Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all endure their longtime nemesis as they drink 19 Crimes, The Warden. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. I am somewhat reluctant this evening.
Reluctant?
I am reluctant.
I don't think that's the term you should use. They heard on the open what we were doing tonight, but nevertheless, I'll pretend like we haven't told them yet because the Triple B is here as well. She chose this, by the way. It was I would love to do this. And I was like, okay.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Every time we have a glass of wine, Rob will be like, okay, what do you want? And he'll give me choices. Mm. This is always a choice.
It is.
It has been a choice for how long have we had this?
I don't know. It was probably right about into February, early March when
Has
I got it.
Been that long?
Well, it was right before the late unpleasantness.
Yes.
So for 3 months.
Oh yeah. Biding my time.
Every time we've had wine, Scott, this has been an option.
Mm-hmm. Where did I get this?
So I finally.
It was a discount, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
So you actually chose.
He said
it?
This or something else, and I was like, yeah. That's what I want.
Well, this is a wine that another.
He's probably offered it to me 75 times.
It's like the people that offer you angel dust. You just say no to that as well.
I just want it drank. And I figured also it was better if Scott was here because then it's divided three ways.
Or if we have a mariachi band because we have mariachi music on tonight, it would be divided 10 ways.
Why do you want to punish me by including me in this?
I'm just hoping you'll help us get through it.
Because Scott, you're a bad person. You get... Torture.
I will also tell you, I have seen this wine all over social media.
Have you?
Yes, and people are like, I wouldn't have gotten through my quarantine without my warden, da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
So many jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah.
And because, folks, we are tonight drinking 19 Crimes. Oh, yes, folks, we have allowed it back on the show for one specific reason, because we needed to drink their ultra-premium level wine.
I think we
needed to.
This is
I
their.
Think we should have done a taste testing between 19 Crimes
and what?
The Warden.
The Sweet Beet. Well, this is that. What is that? Sweet Beet Farm shit you bought? Because that's next week. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, 19 Crimes, The Warden. This is their Opus One, essentially. This is, you know, 19 Crimes. You know,
wait, their whoa.
This is their Opus One, man. It's their red blend. It's a. I was looking online because I was like, what in the fuck is this made of? And I typed in, what in the fuck is this made of? And it came up, the best I could find was, initially.
Was grapes.
On winesearcher.com. Fuck that is. I got a virus from it. But they called it a rare red blend wine, which, you know, it's, and that's described as red wines that are unusual, normally not blend together. So... I was like, okay, that didn't tell me much. But then I went on worldmarket.com, and they actually told me. Okay. I don't know the percentages, but I do know it is made of Shiraz, naturally. It's okay. Southeast Australian. Grenache, okay, that's in Australia. Cabernet, okay, that's fine. And then they put in Pinot Noir.
What?
Pinot Noir. It's a rare red blend, Scott. It is. It is. It's a rare red blend. Pinot Noir, Scott.
That hurts my brain.
Well,
that hurts my brain.
This is going to hurt every other part of you. Because they're lying, folks. If you don't know 19 Crimes, good. But they try to base it off this kitschy thing where they
if
put...
If you don't know 19 Crimes...
Yeah, let's leave that.
Do well, you know wine?
Yes. I would suggest you do. But they have things at the $10 price level, and this is twice that money. It's $20.
Ooh.
But I was lucky. I got it for $14 on closeout. And this is the current vintage, mind you.
I don't think that makes you lucky.
Yeah, well, it makes us lucky because we can get out of the way and not spend $24. I've seen it at $24, $25.
What?
That is a high-level wine. I mean, this is elite. And, you know, it's frosted bottle. You got to love that.
I have a question.
Yo.
This is a little bit of a potpourri-y question.
Oh, well, then hold it.
Okay, I'll hold it. Let me write it down because I'll forget it.
All right. So, folks.
Hand me a pin.
When we come back, all she's going to do is stencil her name because she does that during the show. We're going to talk a little bit about 19 Crimes.
Do we have to?
We do. We're actually going to talk about the 19 Crimes, too, because that's on their website. They don't talk about what grapes they put in their
like
fucking...
Is it like the 7 Deadly Sins?
Yes, but there's 19 of them. But they don't talk about the grapes or how they make the wine or what kind of, you know, wood chips that they use that normally go on your flower beds. No, no, no. They have stupid shit.
The black Maybe that's why this bottle's black, because they use black mulch.
Well, could be. Colored black mulch. It's not natural. So... we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with lots of good old-fashioned family fun here on The Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. This is the 2017 19 Crimes, The Warden. Actually, it's 19 Crimes, period, The Warden, quotation marks. Well, actually, The Warden, period, quotation marks. I don't see the first set of quotation marks, though, on the label.
Serious question.
How awkward for them.
Well, their language.
I'm surprised that this is actually vintaged. I'm a little bit surprised, aren't you?
I don't know why they bother. Yes, lots. That would be, hey, make it in lots, because all they do is slosh it around.
I'm honestly a little bit surprised.
Well, 19 Crimes is a treasury product, and it's made in California. So they buy shit out of Australia. Yeah. Put it on some sort of dinghy, sail it across the sea.
I think they use like those cargo holds. Like slosh them in there in those like
that's where they
cargo containers.
That's where they age the wine.
That first time we did 19 Crimes, it was
the only time we did 19 Crimes.
It was so
what?
Based on when they harvested it.
Yeah.
To get it here. It was like
I think we drank it in like January.
Yes.
Yeah, basically the boat would have been going past the harbor and they just chuck the bottles into the boat from land.
And we were, you know...
they spray the grape juice with a fire hose.
We were kind of excited to do it.
No, we weren't.
Yes, a little bit.
We were.
Well, that excitement was short-lived, wasn't it?
It was very short-lived.
Oh, yeah. Somebody gave that a 90. Wasn't it the Las Vegas Wine Review or some shit like that?
Oh, my God.
People do love 19 Crimes. Just like more than they love Naomi, people love 19 Crimes. They think it's funny and kitschy. I'm sure they make a ton of money off of it.
Oh, it's funny when they put that in their mouth. Because you drink things so they taste good and you get something out of it. This, you get ringworm out of it.
Maybe.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a treatment for ringworm.
Well, just rub it on your ass and see what happens.
Yes, see, you drink 19 Crimes, you get ringworm. You drink the Warden to...
Yes.
Treat the ringworm.
Now, the other wines in their line, because this is a wine line, as I've said before, they have a hard Chardonnay. They have the Banished.
What's that mean?
Hard Chardonnay. It means nothing. It's what they call it.
Well, because there's like hard seltzers, which means that it has an alcohol content.
Yes.
But what is...
This means this is Chardonnay that has alcohol content. They weren't aware that Chardonnays have alcohol in them.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, or is it like malted?
One could hope.
I mean, I don't know what else.
Fuck, who knows?
You know what?
I didn't find out. Don't. I don't want to drink it. But
you know what? I'm not going to try
what
hard Chardonnay.
Yeah, No.
I know. I'm like next week on the Wine Vault.
Well, you know what else you're not going to try? The Banished Dark Red. I don't know what that is.
What?
The Banished Dark
Red. I've seen it.
I've seen it too.
I've seen it.
Then the next, I personally think is great because I think the name is perfect, and it's called The Punishment. P Pinot Noir. I think that's good. Red Blend, because they ran out of names. Shiraz.
Wait, isn't this a red blend?
Yes, but this is. But so is also the Banished Dark Red.
But they're not even like numbering them. It's just.
No, they're all numbered two. I think is what it is.
I think they're very much a deuce.
A Shiraz, a double deuce. Right. A Shiraz, and then a Cabernet, because once again, they didn't have names for those. Now, quickly, because there's 19 of them, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the 19 crimes are, because they have it on the cork. So if you pull your cork, you'll see it'll talk about one of them. I would have told you what was on this cork, but I just...
Oh, do you think it's like a collector?
It is, but I just threw it away because I didn't want it in the in our collection. So I threw away the cork, so I don't know what our crime was. This, I think.
I just threw it away. This.
Yes. Yeah. The first one is grand larceny. And value above 1 shilling, because this is all in England. They ship them off to Australia. That's the funny joke. And they have an interesting fact, but offensive. It's not interesting.
It's an offensive joke that Australians are all...
Yeah.
They're all like descendants of prisoners. Well, that's actually extremely offensive.
Well, it is. I think so. And they're offending me. The second one is petty larceny. So, you know, third one is buying or receiving stolen goods, jewels, and, you know, in plate, obviously. Then the next one is stealing lead, iron, or copper, or buying and receiving. That's fine. The next one is stealing from furnished lodgings. So breaking and entering, I suppose.
Wait, you missed one.
I know I did. I'm going to do that one last. The next one is setting fire to underwood. Hmm. The next one is stealing letters, advancing the postage, and secreting the money. That's interesting. Next is assault with intent to rob. Then stealing fish from a pond or a river. That's interesting.
Stealing fish from a pond or a river.
That's right. Then stealing roots, trees, or plants, or destroying them. The next one is bigamy. Well, that's fun. Then assaulting, cutting, or burning clothes. Okay. Then counterfeiting the copper coin. Then clandestine marriage.
What?
That's right. Then stealing a shroud out of a grave. All right. Then watermen carrying too many passengers on the Thames, if any drowned. Then it's incorrigible rogues who broke out of prison and... persons reprieved from capital punishment. That's a mouthful. Then embalming naval stores. Embueling naval stores in certain cases. Then the last one was actually five, but I think it's the most interesting. Impersonating an Egyptian. Yes.
Walk like an Egyptian.
I think by Egyptian they mean a gypsy, because it's the wandering people.
Oh.
They left that on there. So the wine itself, as we said, it's a Shiraz, Pinot Noir, Grenache, Cabernet, Sauvignon, Blend, Cabernet.
Don't forget the Pinot.
I said that was second.
It's probably last.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot.
Yeah. And, boy, I wish I had a little boom boom right now. That's all I can say.
Boom boom in the classroom.
I'm only going to be able to take this for like one more week, and then we have to start drinking normal things again.
I know. Next week we'll have Apatagua, possibly. Pinot Noir. Or Katina Cabernet. Now, this is...
His nose in your electronic box.
No, it's okay. This is on French oak for 18 months.
Ugh. Okay.
It's not, actually. It's not.
I was going to say, French oak, number one, would be shocking.
It's on Scott's fertilizer for 3 months.
Yes. Not which even is Scott's also, fertilizer, the Menards off-brand.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the Ace brand.
Yes, it's filtered with a paper coffee filter. On the nose, though, first of all, it's very dark, slightly translucent.
What do you want to share? What glass we're drinking this out of?
Dixie cups. No, we are drinking out of New World Shiraz glasses.
Oh, here's a question for you, Scott. We're working on the nose,
all right.
When we are doing blind taste testing. What glass are we supposed to drink all of the wine out of?
I don't remember. I don't know the answer.
I didn't know the answer.
We discussed it on the show one time. And we just kind of said, like, it's going to always. I thought it was Old World. Right?
You thought it was Old World Syrah glasses on the wine.
I remember we had a talk and we decided. We made an agreement. That way you wouldn't know what it was by the glass, but I just didn't remember what it was.
Oh, I see.
Because on Friday night, I nailed the wine and the vintage.
And the year. Everything. Oh, yeah. I mean, you nailed everything.
It's pretty impressive because I'm awesome. I also know what I have and I know what she picks out, so it's a little more mind reading than anything. But on the nose, a little cherry cordial.
Almost to the point of being like Dr. Pepper.
Well, one could hope. I wish I had some Dr. Pepper. I could drink it.
I just sniffed the microphone and then was getting ready to talk into the wine glass.
It is an intoxicating aroma.
Well, it is.
But yes, Dr. Pepper would be lovely right now.
Wouldn't you like this bottle to be a pepper too?
Don't you smell the minerality?
What do you think the odds are of this being carbonated?
Low. Charred oak also. A whiff of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I smell... I mean, is that black licorice?
Yes.
It really is.
And there's also a light soapiness to it.
There's just a... And maybe it's your cherry cordial, but there's a... Something... Sweet, sugary. There's a sugary smell.
Spice box.
What?
Suckling used that term that one time. Spice box. Spice box. Yes. I wasn't referring to wine, and you don't know. It was that time of. Never mind.
The one time? At 19 Crimes Band Camp?
Just once.
I can't. I just can't take it. I'm going in. I can't take it.
14.5% alcohol, by the way.
Oh.
You just can't. You can't keep your mouth from drinking this. You just want to get it in there.
I just want to get it over with.
Maybe a little vanilla. You all both try first. Neither one of you have spit it out.
There's just something harsh about it.
Oak.
Yeah, the oak is gas.
I mean, I've eaten a wooden canoe that was less oaky really than this. It's dry-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry. That's fair.
It tastes like an oaked out the ass Grenache.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of, but it's not as boozy? Remember that Monte Volpe that made me want to just jump off a cliff?
Yeah.
That. The Monte Volpe was better than this, naturally. But this has just it's almost a tinge boozy, but not too bad. The oak, though, is toasty and oppressive and long. It's not sweet, though, really. It's not nearly as fruity as I would anticipate. Fruity. Syrupy, as I anticipated it would be. There's no Cairo there. There's not a lot of residual sugar anyway, but if there was, you wouldn't be able to tell because of the oak.
I was going to say, I can't even tell you what's on the front palate because of the oak.
It's actually quite good. No, it's not. Medium body.
I feel like it stays on my lips. It's not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it just the oak wipes out whatever fruit may be present. I guess there's a little savory.
Yeah.
Maybe a red currant.
Yeah, red currant, although I don't think that they know that.
I was trying to tell just now, if you took away the oaking,
yes.
Is there enough, can you distinguish anything else from it to say whether or not you would like it? I can't get anything to tell you.
Well, I think it's pretty simplistic, except for the big oak.
Stuff like this makes me so annoyed, too, because someone will see this at a grocery store and buy it and try it, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't like wine. It reminds me why I don't like wine.
This makes me so mad.
This is that wine.
Whatever store, wherever I bought this, they sure as hell weren't saying that because it was on clearance. So, you know.
This is that wine, Becky.
Yeah.
That's a great call. This is the wine that people have, and decide they don't like wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll have that shit, the shit is storm that is the rest of the stuff.
Ugh.
That's overtly sweet. And then they're like, oh, on a special occasion, we're going to have the Warden. And they taste it like, I mean, because it is an oak plank, but it's dry-ish. I mean, it's their attempt at making a serious wine.
And it,
although it's not all that, let's be honest. At that same price range, we didn't like a lot of the Aussies we had on the show.
True.
I mean, the Peter Lehman stuff,
ugh,
and that got good reviews. We weren't into that. Nope. I mean, the Thomas Goss, we did like after a while. But, I mean, it's also Aussie. I mean, it's made in California, naturally. It's Treasury's idea of what Aussies want. I mean, we don't have any Bloomin' Onion here, so there's that. But it does taste Aussie, at least, and that meaning I don't really like it very much, I think, but still. But it reminds me, it reminds me of all the reasons why I don't really care for Australian wines. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Often. Most of the time.
You did used to mock them. This is the first time you've mocked Australian wines in a long time.
Shiraz. I mean, it's not, I mean, there will be people that would be okay with this. And at least it's dry.
Do you think this is supposed to be like a man's wine?
I've not met a lot of dudes that drink it, though. It's mostly women that I've run across.
There's
four people. I mean, it's not like there's a lot. It's a sample of four people. but they were all women. Or was it three? It's three women. But that's all I got for you.
All those that I know in history of praise for 19 Crimes, all were women.
Women, yeah. This is another wine also.
I don't know why, because I do think this is marketed more misogynistically.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. It's a smoker wine.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it is. That big streak of oak, when you're out at the bar and you want to actually feel something, that streak will stay there and be present even if you had to take a nice puff on a ciggy. I mean, it's going to be there. It's not the worst oak we've ever had. I mean, it isn't.
It's not. It's not good, though. There's just a bitterness associated with it.
It's just way too much. And that's probably because there's nothing on the front end. I mean, and even then, there's no fruit that I'd want to pair with that.
And I would say it's the oak that's in this is closer to being good than I expected it to be.
It's a barrel this time.
Allegedly.
Well, I think some of it is on barrel. Probably the stab. You know, like a little slats. What are those? Staves. Yeah. Staves, whatever the hell they're called. Staves, actually, I think. But I don't think that they're chipping this, because the way it comes across is so... Well, it has a uniformness to it. It's long. The thing is, there's nothing else going along on that finish, and all you're doing is all the fruit drops off. Well, there's not much fruit to begin with, but it all drops off, and then all you're left with is that tinge of curly, sour oak. We don't like that. I don't know if anybody really likes that. There are types of oak that you like in that setting. It ain't that.
No. I think it's incorrect to say that the oak overwhelms the rest of the wine. I just don't think there's any wine to stand up to the oak. There is no discernible front palate.
Yeah. Like you said, it's marred, kind of held down a little bit by that oak, but at the same time, there's nothing else. It's prune, a stewed prune and red currant.
Yeah, the prune is coming out more now, I think.
Mm-hmm. But the
finish also is.
There's no tannin.
Yeah,
it's just oak.
I was gonna say that. When's the last time we had oak that completely overwhelmed the tannins in the wine?
There's no tannin really. I mean,
I had wondered that because it's very dry. I feel like you're almost getting ready to see a tan, like something tannic in it, and then oak, which is even more disappointing. But I had thought this. I had thought similarly.
To me, it tastes more like a dry red wine drink as opposed to
dry red wine.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not good.
Dial back the oak, and what do you got?
Nothing.
You got Vigna Borgia or something like that. I mean, you got a $6 wine. $7 wine. That's all that fruit is, man. That's a dry ass. Well, you've got Lindeman's. You got Lindeman's Bin Series. That's what you've got if you dial that oak back.
Cause so you're paying $20 for oak?
Yeah. Sure.
And so it's okay. It's okay oak? Okay.
It's okay but for it's them.
Yes.
It's not okay oak. It's okay, for them. Yeah, I
this
mean.
This is leading right into my potpourri segment.
What? Like a pond and a pool? Pond's good for you? I don't know. Well, that's interesting.
It is.
It is. Yes.
If you want to take a break, and I'll segue it in.
I think that is a hint, folks.
That is a hint.
So we will take a break.
That's a good hint.
And we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, mm-hmm. Becky is going to pose a question, and I don't know what it is. So,
yep. So I thought about it earlier. Whenever you were saying that this is normally in the 20s, but you got it for 14. Mm. And it made me start thinking about the price point at which you expect a good wine. So sometimes you find a gem at like $12, $13, and you're so excited. But at what point is that expectation like, oh, I know this is going to be good. It cost this much money. So I think we should do like a Zin, a cab, a Pinot, and then maybe do you all want to pick a white?
Sure.
Okay, like a Sauvignon Blanc?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let me just start off by saying there isn't a price point where I anticipate 19 Crimes would be good.
Okay.
It so could be $1,000.
Let's start with a Zin. At what price point is the expectation there for you that you're like, okay, it costs this much money, I know, I've never heard of it, I don't know anything about it, but I expect now.
See, I've had Fry Brothers, you know, and that kind of shatters that a little bit. So there's that. You got to take that into consideration. There's always the Fry Brothers in the room.
How much did it cost?
Enough. Like they're
it say was nearly $20.
If you said, I think a $25 cab would be good. Okay, well, there's Fry Brothers, man, and it costs them $25, and it's not good.
Well, so, but I would say for you that that might be your price point because you were really disappointed that you spent $25 on it and it was bad. You know, like, that's the point where you're like, are you kidding me?
Well, it's Fry Brothers,
spend, though. You spend $20 on a cab and it's not good. How do you feel?
Well.
Violated?
No, that's a little extreme. Fry Brothers, though, I think I had already had the Zin and knew it tasted like vomit, so I don't think I was expecting the cab to be good.
Maybe take Fry Brothers out of it.
Oh,
I would say $20 for Zinfandel. You know, we know we can find.
You can find gems below.
Below and regularly do.
Because there are some boo-boos around 10 or 12. I mean, there's the OZV and shit like that. A lot of the kitschy stuff is down in that range. I mean, there are a few that are solid buys like Bogle and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps not interesting, but solid. But yeah, $20 because that's your Segesio, that's your Dry Creeks, that's you know, that's your Bear Flag. No, it's not your Bear Flag. Oh, see, there's Bear Flag.
There's
you know,
Bear
you got
Flag.
You got the Bear Flag coming in there. Napa Cellars, we don't like that. So there's some. There's always a boo boo. But then again, I guess it's less the price range. It's more. I mean, price range does matter, but there's some wineries that aren't going to be good no matter what price range they're in.
Right. And well, let's talk about cab, because for me, the cab, I would say 20-ish for a Zin. For a cab, I feel like it's slightly more, though.
I agree.
Would you say 25-ish?
Sure. That's the number I was thinking of.
The expectation of having 30, some depth. Yeah.
It could be 30.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
And there's so many cabs on the market that are mediocre in the 20s. Yeah. So.
Well, I guess the better question might be is, at what price range do you not have to qualify? So you have to say, you know, hey, this is pretty good for the price. What price range comes in and do you say?
This is good. Well, I think my question was more where you're like, this cost $25 and it sucked. You know, that reaction. Because if you have something that's 13, you're like, oh, it's 13.
Oh, yeah. Same. Yes. Basically the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
What about Pinot?
See, Pinot's funky.
It's tougher. Mm-hmm.
There are some buys under 20, but once again, you're at that same time, you're saying, yeah, it's good, but the price is right, you know?
Yeah.
For
me, Pinot is a little bit more towards 30. Like, if you get a cheap Pinot, you're almost like, I don't even know if I want to drink that.
Oh, boy.
If you're more like 26, 27 up, I'm like, okay. I think I've asked you that before, and you're like, oh, it's 28, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And I think what you mean to mansplain me.
This is the second time you've mansplained me when I've asked the question perfectly clearly.
Well, it's the warden. It brings perfectly it out clear. Of me. It brings the chauvinist out of me. Let me ask you. Let me rephrase this. I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're being a jerk.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but it just comes naturally. Yeah.
How can you ask it and not be a jerk?
True.
Well, he'd have to hold his breath a really long time.
Well, there's always a chance. It's, I don't know, because you have to take, you really are generalizing when you get into saying you're safe at X amount, because there's always that rogue thing.
For sure. And this whole, you know, the whole set, it's just an exercise in generalization.
Oh, yeah.
But we do it all the time.
Not me. No,
I roll.
Drum roll.
The thing is, I guess if you're at the grocery store, taking it into that context, not everything is at your fingertips, because then you can pick and choose and do what you want. But if all you've got is A, B, C, D, F, G on your three shelves in front of you, it's a little more limited. And so then what's there? How do you look at that? I mean, because, you know, there's some stuff you wouldn't want to touch. I mean, there's lots of wines we never had on the show simply because I don't even know what to do with them. I don't know what the fuck they are. What is it? They don't have a pedigree. I don't know where they come from. So no matter what the price range is, you need to have a little bit of background as to what you're buying. You need to know
right.
that. You need to know the brands a little bit. You know, because what are you going to do? You're going to spend $25 on the recipient? Simply because it costs $25 doesn't mean it's a $25 wine, too. Because you have to watch the prices. Because if something...
Or if it's a $40 bottle of wine and they've marked it down to $20.
It's a $20 bottle of wine.
It is a $20
bottle of wine. It is what its lowest price is. So...
Yeah.
Clearance and discount aside.
Bless you.
Pardon me. I would agree with that. Yeah. So always be mindful as to what the actual retail price is. Just don't take it on face value. You know. I will say that.
Back to Pinot. It's 30.
Yeah. Right? I think Pinot's my highest. If I had a 20 or low $20 Pinot and it wasn't good, I'd be like, okay, it was only $23 or something. I can see myself saying that.
Yeah. I mean, there are also some good Pinots in 20s, but I think, 30, if somebody's going to put a $30 price tag on something, presumably they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But then again, there's also Napa sellers.
Well.
I'm not asking for outliers.
Yeah.
Poor Napa sellers. Yeah. They want to be good. They're just not.
They're average. They're perfectly mediocre.
Yeah, I mean, talking domestic, I think we found good value in Spanish and French.
Yes. But that's not on your grocery store shelf, though.
It's not on your grocery store shelf.
Yeah. I mean, wine.com, you can find all that stuff. I mean, I bought them out of Tessalet, but still, that's neither here nor there. Becky hates it, by the way, but that's okay.
Hates it. I thought you enjoyed it. You drank it too much?
No, I've had
you just didn't
one
like
glass.
It. Just didn't like it at all.
Yeah, it just...
It's lovely. It has a lovely nose. It's the minerality that I like, you know. I was going to start buying the Warden.
How many bottles did you buy of it? Four? Five?
Six.
Yeah. Six. So that, the Warden, mm-hmm. I don't know what else, but those are always in the choices for the wine of the night.
Not for us to drink.
So if I'm like not in a mood to drink, I'm like, oh, let's have Tessier.
Problem is, Tessier is a potent potable. So for me just to, you know, go rogue, and you drink a bottle of Tessier,
it hits you.
Oh, hit you. But now the Cuvée or the Nicolas, the Domaine Lafarge Cuvée Nicolas, is that?
Okay.
That's higher alcohol than Tessier. Same producer, Domaine Lafarge. They also make Bastide Malfours.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the trio. They make three really good wines.
Yeah, we love Bastide Malfours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all Domaine Lafarge.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've not had Cuvée Nicolas. You would flip over that because I think it's better than Tessier and the other.
Hmm.
And you like the Nicolas.
When did I have that?
We've had like seven bottles of it. Maybe not seven, but we've had four or five. We have two more.
Two.
We saw Shakespeare and Phil Friday night.
Okay.
And he and, what do you call, Cindy Don't Call Her Cynthia?
Yes, Cindy Don't Call Me Cynthia.
And so we saw them when we were chatting. They didn't know about Rob's favorite trick to do to his mom, where he buys one bottle of wine several days in a row.
Yes.
So that he gets wine delivered to their house Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, not all those days, but several. Like, you get a half bottle of sherry. And it just goes, it's a little half bottle. But the FedEx guy thinks that they're drunks. She's like,
and especially wine.com comes in a wine.com box.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not subtle.
Yeah. The red and white labeling.
Yeah, it's not in a brown cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you torture your mom, so?
Why not?
She's a good woman.
Don't know that.
They even enjoy a good tease of her, but even they were like, okay, Rob, that's like kind of a lie, because she legit gets upset.
She does. No.
I think she also believes when you get a bottle of wine in the mail, you go home and drink it that night. And so,
well, it's not that far off.
It's not that
so
far off.
Whenever you order like two bottles for 4 days in a row, she thinks you've drank eight bottles of wine in 4 days.
Which, well, it's pretty close.
Yeah, you know, it's not that far off. I mean, probably not, but you know, I take breaks, 15-minute breaks.
Let's go back over the week.
What? This last week?
How many bottles?
Well, we're counting Friday night.
You took last night off.
Yes.
Friday night.
It was three dog night. Yeah, it was three bottle night.
Three bottle night. Yeah. Thursday.
Did we drink any on Thursday? Yes, we did. We had a bottle.
Yeah, we did. I can't remember what it was, though.
It was the Francis Magnus.
Oh, yeah.
Francis Magnus. Mm-hmm. That French blend. It was very nice.
I ordered that, too.
It was good.
I was. Do you think we should do it on the show?
Yes. It's very good.
I almost opened that last night. I didn't.
You would like it a lot. It's got minerality. No, it actually does have lovely minerality. It's good. Very good.
Nice.
$10.99 or something like that. It's really a nice bottle of wine. Think of it as like the Clarendel, only maybe has a little bit better fruit. You would not necessarily right off the offhand peg it as French, though.
That's different.
It's got a little more fruit.
Okay.
It's good, though.
Which, that you know, that's not too unusual in the lower-end French stuff.
Yeah. It's a drinker.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Nothing.
Triple B. No wine on Wednesday.
I don't think so. No.
What'd you guys have for dinner?
I don't know. What is this, an Inquisition?
Since we've been doing house stuff, we haven't had.
Yeah.
We're not drinking every night.
No.
What about Tuesday?
No, because we had the show on Monday.
Gotcha. So Monday there were two bottles.
Yep.
What about Sunday?
No.
You got done late.
No, we didn't drink on Sunday. I was
doing, bored and bad.
Yeah. Saturday, a bottle or two. That was two.
That was your day and a half.
That was the Tessier. Yeah, yeah.
Because
so that's, you know.
Because he drank it all himself. That's over this past
8 bottles.
Oh, I didn't drink all that myself. Good Lord.
Well.
Okay, I drank some of it myself.
Out of all of those bottles, Scott, I probably had 5 glasses, tops.
Yes, but they were big glasses. She just put the straw in the bottle. This isn't about me.
So your mom is right in thinking.
Oh, I don't want to hear it, Mr. Iron Liver.
Let's do this exercise with Scott.
Okay.
Bourbon, too.
What do you mean, bourbon, too?
Everything that you've drank.
That's not the game that we just played. We just played how many bottles of wine. Because
you're going to be a sneaky bastard because you drank a bottle of bourbon 3 nights in a row each night.
No.
Yeah, a whole thing. Drunky. And vodka also counts.
We had Kune.
That's very nice.
And Rutherford Hill. So now, we took that to a dinner party. We brought the wine.
Socially distanced, I'm assuming.
Well, this is our friends who we helped them move, so they're in our clan. We're in their clan.
Oh, so you're making out with them. I understand.
No.
It's odd.
No.
Keys in a basket, Kevin Knight. Okay.
Friday night, I did not have any wine on Friday night.
What did you drink? Bourbon. You did. Don't even lie. You had 7 glasses of bourbon.
No.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
No. Thursday.
Didn't you get the sweats from not drinking?
No.
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 I do.
Thursday, did have a bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Just one, huh?
Just one. That was the night we got Rusty Bucket, so I...
Mm-hmm.
I love President DeWine.
You got roadies.
I got a roadie.
Oh.
A spicy Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're not supposed to drink that in the car, by the way.
President DeWine said I could.
Rusty Bucket cocktails are so good.
Yeah.
They do a really good job with them.
Yeah.
And a bourbon.
I think I had a bourbon when I got home.
I fell asleep on the couch in the garage that I put together. Bo and I did.
Mm-hmm. With a wine glass on your...
I know. I never dropped that.
Wednesday... Put in a lot of long hours, just like you guys. We're in the garden all week.
Wednesday, though, that's when you like to huff, right?
How'd you work in the garden with the rain?
It was brilliant to work in the garden. All that digging and clay. It's wet, so it's not
ours
hard.
Ours was way too muddy. We couldn't even walk in our yard. Mm-hmm. I'm very jealous.
It was messy, but I got it in.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple more things I'm doing, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so Monday and Tuesday, I don't think we opened a bottle of wine. She had wine, but I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I probably one of those nights had bourbon.
Oh, both nights you did.
Probably not.
Sniff some glue, too.
I'll huff some some paint there.
You're huffing. You get the gold paint. You're huffing that shit.
My favorite thing to huff
is
Gooby Gone.
Normally that's how that works.
I love that orange-scented goo.
Did you bring any with you?
There might be some on the car.
Got to get through this.
We got to get through this.
I was hoping that we were going to go through the potpourri and that we were going to be like, oh, wow, this is really, really opened up. It's got a really nice bouquet. You're pouring more?
Oh, yeah. I am hiding
my glass from Rob so that he doesn't pour more in.
I want to feel something.
I just got like a
just want to feel, man. I want to feel it.
Yeah, feel something. Do you think it's 14.5? This doesn't feel boozy. It doesn't feel like it's that alcohol.
I don't think
content.
That's the question to ask me. The question to ask me is, do you give a fuck what's in this? I mean, they put Pinot Noir in there. They don't give a fuck. Why? Because they were scraping out some damn trailer, and there happened to be some Pinot crud in there.
It's one of their lines.
They
make Pinot.
It's true. Joey forgot to empty out the Pinot barrel, and they had to put it in something.
Damn it, Joey.
Joey.
Yeah, see? He got fired from OZV.
Yeah.
Damn it, don't pee in the vats.
Who was our friend last week?
What?
Who was our friend last week? Peter?
Peter.
What was the winemaker last week?
Oh, the guy liked Boom Boom O'Neill.
Yes.
Boom Boom.
Oh, yeah. O'Brien.
Boom Boom, boom O'Brien. Boom Boom.
What was the winemaker's name?
Charles Smith.
Charles Smith.
No. The actual.
Oh, you mean that's the second episode?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. The kitchen sink?
Kitchen sink.
Oh, I don't remember. That guy's
name.
Who knows? He was wearing that shitty, crappy shirt he got from the daggone, United Way.
Well, I could see him leaving the Pinot Noir and the blending tank. Oh, shit. Left the Pinot in there. Well, we'll just. It's a blend anyway.
Say a white wine that you bought, you held it for 6 months. It shouldn't taste like sherry or cooking rice wine vinegar. It shouldn't taste like that quickly. Yet, that did.
Yeah, it did.
That was horrible. So, at least that 19 Crimes, like, yeah, fixate on that. I already mocked them on Facebook. So, we're going to take a break, folks.
We should take a break.
Because we have to come back and give strong numerical scores to this strong wine here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, now we're going to review the 2017 19 Crimes, The Warden. It really bothers me that it's 19 Crimes, period. The Warden, period. Quotation marks. This bothers me. I don't know why. I mean, you'd think that there's a lot of things that should bother you about this wine. And that's the thing I'm fixated on.
You know, that's not a quotation
mark. Isn't it? Is it a copyright?
Trademark.
It's a trademark. Oh, it is. I didn't look at it that close. I didn't want to get that close to the bottle. Why would you trademark the Warden?
Sir, you don't have coronavirus, but you're blind.
Sir, it's the herpes. By the way, this is also Reserve. It says that on
it. Yeah, it's Reserve.
It's Reserve.
The Warden Reserve.
Yeah. Should have reserved this for another day.
You're the one who did it.
I know. Well, we're going to go around the room, folks.
Do we have to?
Yes, and we're going to get numerical scores. Ugh. Yeah, I need my pin back.
I already wrote my review.
I don't know. And what is that?
You can hear my enthusiasm.
You do sound very enthusiastic.
I'm giving this wine.
Yes.
An 80. It's oaked to the nth degree.
80 not?
Yep.
80 love.
This is my best voice. It's oaked to the nth degree. That's my only commentary on it. And I think that $15 is too much. I would not buy, would not recommend.
That was almost a Wilfred Wong kind of review. Commentary. Tasty.
Something that makes me extra mad about this wine is I feel like we've talked so many times about how wine, like, it stirs up, like, emotion or memory. And you remember a wine that you had on this night, or you want to celebrate a big event with a wine. And this wine is so bad, and it's just, it like takes the joy out of it.
This wine is like sanding drywall. That's the kind of enjoyment level it is. I mean, it's work, and it's not nice work. It's just like, it's not, you know, you feel like you're doing it for some purpose. You just don't know what that is, really. And you just really kind of hate every minute of it. Yeah.
You just cleaned up. You just cleaned up all the drywall dust.
Yeah.
And then what do? You put another thin coat on and you get to dry it, sand it again.
Well, that's the banished. So we don't have that otherwise.
Right? So the most disappointing thing about this wine is it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. So it's really not, it's not even fun mocking it because it's not that bad.
That's the
not
truth.
That bad. It's, but it's bad. It's bad.
It's a nondescript, lousy wine.
Yeah. But it's, you know, not horrific.
No, it's not horrific.
It really is not horrific.
No. Well, there you go. That should be in their print ads. It's not horrific.
It's not horrific.
The warden. It's not horrific. This is like, they'll use that. The unlicensed says, it's not horrific.
Wilfred Wong for 19 crimes.
It's not horrific.
It's not horrific.
Actually,
but I would not have this with an apricot chutney on a pork chop. I would not suggest you pair with that.
No.
But it's not horrific.
No.
So I'm going to say 81 of my points.
81.
I was almost 82. There is a semblance of a wine there, kind of, sort of. I don't know that you know it's Australian.
Oh, I know it's Australian. Yeah. Where? Well, it's not real. It's faux Australian. I mean, it's made in California.
But it's...
I mean, are they really saying, oh, we have to check the kangaroo flag on every one of the... Well, that sounds insulting, but still.
That's insulting.
They have to check the crate to make sure that where the origin it came from. You really think they really care? Oh, I mean, we have to make sure that what we're providing the public is proper. This can't be Chilean. Oh, make sure that's not from Uruguay. Yeah. You think they're doing that? No.
No.
This is Brazilian grapes, probably. But, they, you know, who the fuck knows?
But it's just...
It's got a funny label on it, and it's frosted bottle.
Yeah, I'm just done with it. It wasn't even fun to mock.
No, it's not like a 60.
It's not that bad.
It's not that good.
Not $20.
Who gives a fuck what it costs?
It's stupid.
I mean, for them it is, but, you know, the bottle's heavier. You could really fuck somebody up with that thing.
It's got a nice little weight to it.
Yeah. And I'm also providing it 80 love of my points. Okay. That's an 80. Soft 80. Maybe I'll be the only person that has the guts. No, I won't give it a 79. It's not quite bad enough to give a 79 to, but it also is like one of these wines where it is not bad enough that it's a train wreck and it's hilarious. It's one of these finds that it isn't very funny.
It isn't.
It's not pleasurable and it's not funny bad. It's not a clown wine. It's something that someone tried to make seriously. They're just not any good at doing it. So, you know, it's like Scott giving himself a haircut. He tried to take it seriously. He's just not any good at it.
Well,
I mean, this is your haircut. Although that was clown, though. I mean, so.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I don't know. Why? Why? This is no better than anything else that they make. Why does it cost $20? So they can have something that they can say costs $20.
It is better than 19 Crimes. The 19 Crimes.
Yes, but
Crimes.
This tastes like a $7 wine.
Maybe.
I mean, that's what it tastes like. Yeah. A $7 Australian wine. That's what this tastes like. It didn't taste like anything that's $20. It tastes like it's $7. And you wouldn't like it. It's $7. It doesn't matter that if it costs $5, $80, $20. It's not good.
It's not good.
So who gives a fuck? It's not like if this costs... No. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it tastes like something that's cheap.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So, once again, 19 Crimes, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Treasury, you know.
I kind of feel like it's whoever's fault that bought this.
Visa bought this. So, folks, 280s and an 81. And for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver, and a joyous chipper, Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time if we survive the night here on the Wine Vault.